Okay, so look at this short clip about Karine Jean-Pierre, just really quick, because she's talking about the border here. Like Joe Biden, the Democrats, have they done anything? What have they done about the border, securing our border? Absolutely nothing, but they would like for us to believe that they have. Listen.
We still have more work to do, and we're going to keep at it. But unlike Republicans in Congress who simply pull the political stunts and try to get in the way, we've got an actual plan to address these very challenging issues. And as you see, as I just laid out, our plan is indeed working.
You know what their plan is? Their plan is to make it to where people have an easy pathway coming into the country. Just get them here and just make them all American citizens. No questions, no nothing. That's their plan. The Republicans are getting in the way of that. And they're saying the Republicans are preventing them from securing the border, which is complete and total utter lies. Now, here's another subject that the Democrats, mostly in the country, kind of ignore. And they're saying, well, this happened under President Trump, too. You can go ahead and do a split screen. The balloon. This balloon that was in the sky for over a week that we talked about, well, it was mainly over the sky, even longer than that. They said they knew about it over a month ago and did nothing about it. But it was flying over the United States of America for more than a week, and they were just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Listen to this.
Hey, did you know silver prices are down right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fear subsides, though, you can see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. This is a perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team right now at 877-646-5000. And tell them we'll send you, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com.
Earlier, during an off-camera press briefing with reporters, the top general for NORAD in North America admitted the U.S. military did not detect the earlier Chinese spy flights during the Trump administration. John Kirby also spoke earlier with reporters.
I can tell you that we discovered these flights after we came into office. And there's I'm not going to get into the specifics of how we did the forensics. I think you can understand that we're going to be careful about that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really so confused. I mean, how did they figure out something happened years ago that were undetected?
Yeah, we didn't know it was there. We didn't know the balloons were flying there, but you just have to take our word that they were flying there. We didn't detect them, but just take our word that it was there. that's what he's saying. That's what he's literally saying. We couldn't detect the balloons, but just take our word that the balloons were there under President Trump. If the balloons were there under President Trump, shouldn't they inform the president? And if the balloons were there under President Trump, why didn't they know about it?
Yeah, they're saying that they were undetectable, that NORAD had some domain glitch where they couldn't detect them.
For 4 years?
That's what I'm saying.
For four years? Again, probably. I don't believe any of that.
But if they couldn't detect it now and it wasn't working then, how come all of a sudden
it's working now? Only reason why it's working is because people saw it in the sky and people started complaining about it. And then they said that they were monitoring it. But they had been monitoring it for over a month.
Well, you know what the sad thing is? The left, they'll go, well, it happened under Trump, too, and he didn't shoot it down. Right? And so that's their whole thing now. So now it's like, well, Biden's not that bad. But they're really just telling the right to calm down because it happened under Trump, too.
Right.
But at least Biden did something because Trump didn't do anything.
Biden didn't do anything.
That's the whole thing that they're trying to create, in my opinion.
Well, they're trying to say that this happened under President Trump, so it's really not that big of a deal. There was no Chinese balloon crossing the country gathering data like this under President Trump. Because somebody would have saw it in the sky. The people we saw this in the sky. Someone would have saw it. And then if the military Pentagon didn't find it during that time, then we have another problem. It's like them hiding the docs, right? The whole idea that Biden had these classified docs, they knew about it. The National Archives, the National Archives, because they couldn't find the documents, so they just let it go. It's the same thing here. You understand what I'm saying?
China said they're upset that Biden shot it down. It was already passed, you know, the United States.
China is like, well, we already gathered all the data. You allow it to cross from the West Coast to the East Coast. Why would you shoot it down when it gets to the East Coast?
That it didn't have much steering power, which is why it was drifting. And I thought, wasn't that interesting? It had no steering power, really.
Then how would they return it?
But yet it strategically went over our missile silos in all these different locations.
Yeah. And this was after they said that the military cut off any communication to it to prevent them from gathering data. But yet it was still turning
while it was still flying over those silos
and turning when they supposedly have cut any communication to it. Make it make sense. Here's another one with Ted Cruz actually talking about.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This, because this is a national security issue. And this, you know, this happened right before. And the only reason why Biden went ahead and shot it down because he's doing a State of the Union tonight. I'm sorry, State of Confusion. That's the only reason why he shot it down. So if he has this talk, he probably won't even say anything about it. What do you think? I don't know. But listen to what Ted Cruz says here with Jesse Waters.
Over the past 10 years, I've served on the Senate Armed Services Committee, on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I've been in hundreds of classified briefings. And what happened with this spy balloon, it was an absolute disgrace. For a week, Biden sat there wringing his hands, unsure of what to do, demonstrating weakness. He let this balloon hover over sensitive military facilities, presumably taking photographs, taking infrared, no doubt trying to intercept communications and likely sending all of that data up to satellites and back to Beijing. And after a week, after it had completed its mission, only then did Biden discover the courage to shoot the damn thing down. Once it was done, once it was over, what he should have done is shot it down as soon as it entered U.S. airspace. He should have shot it down on the front end. Now, as you noted, several senior Trump officials have said it isn't true that Chinese spy balloons entered under Trump. The Biden administration's trying to leak to the contrary. I'll tell you what I said on my podcast. I do a podcast 3 times a week. Today's podcast verdict is all on this Chinese spy balloon. And I said, look, if it happened under Trump and if it was similar, it should have been shot down then. But we don't have any evidence of that. And I look forward this weekend to what better be classified briefings for the Senate about what happened here and what the real exposure is, what secrets have been stolen by the Chinese because of Biden's incompetence. And so,
yes, what secrets have been stolen? What information? You know, there's some of these missile silos that if you look at Google Earth, you can't even see it on the map because it's blurred out, or that data is not available, but it's available to China. China can see all of it. They're not even hiding it from China, apparently. But China, you can gather that data. But we, the people who actually pay for these locations, we can't see them. We don't have access to them. But China, they have access to it. And again, they're literally trying to say, well, this happened when Trump was in office. What is a bunch of lies? You mean to tell me that China sent a balloon to the United States of America and it traveled from the West Coast to the East Coast and the Democrats weren't saying anything about it? Oh, my goodness. They would have been screaming, this is an act of war. Why would he allow China to do this? But see, had it happened under President Trump, you know who they would have said did it, Shannon?
Russia.
Russia. They wouldn't have said it was a Chinese balloon. They would say it was a Russian balloon, even though if it was a Chinese balloon, they would have still came out and said that it was a Russian balloon that traveled from the West Coast to the East Coast and gathered all of this data. And they would have said President Trump did nothing about it. Why? Because he's working for Russia. You know, that's exactly what they would have said. That is the lies that they would have been putting out. But here in this case, China even admitted that it's their balloon. And at first, originally, they said it was for climate data gathering, the whole climate change. And basically, China going, the stupid Americans, the stupid liberal Americans, the stupid liberal Americans, they'll believe that it's climate change. So we'll just tell them that it's for climate change and they'll let the balloon go anywhere we want to because they're all about climate change that's not even happening.
The CCP, according to them today or yesterday, put out a statement and they said that they made the U.S. aware of the balloon, that they knew where it was, and they said that it's a civilian, like you said, climate balloon, and that Biden administration clearly has overreacted to the balloon. That's their response.
And it's flying over missile silos, which has what to do with climate change.
What a convenience. Right? I mean, yeah. Come on. Do they really think we're that stupid?
Yes. Yes. After looking at Joe Biden, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
After all the stupid stuff that Biden has said, the stupid things that Biden has done, of course they think the American people are stupid. They think that the American people are stupid. Why? Because Joe Biden's in the White House. They said the only way that Joe Biden could be in the White House in America because they have to be stupid. They had a strong, competent leader in the White House, President Donald J. Trump. And they got rid of him for this stupidity. So, of course, the American people are stupid. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and watching this. Please do me a favor, like, follow, and subscribe, no matter how you are watching this. If you want to see the full episode that you have just watched, there's four segments, basically. But if you want to watch the full episode, go to frankspeech.com and search for Will Johnson, or just look at Lindell TV 2 at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. You'll see more content there. You'll see stuff there that you can't see on these other socialist media platforms. I get deep dive into the stuff that's happening into our world. So if you want to check it out, the full segment, because it's really good, especially right now with everything that's going on, what they don't want you to know or want you to talk about, check it out. FrankSpeech.com and look at Lindell TV 2, 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. Thank you. God bless.